This morning, Matthew chapter number 26, and I appreciate the good singing, the choir, the special singing. I'm glad for the fact that salvation is something you can know. I'm glad you don't have to guess at it and hope about it, but I'm glad that he said in the Word of God, in the book of 1 John, these things have I written unto you that ye may know. Amen. And I hope you know today. If not, I pray you do before you leave here. Amen. And I promise you this, if you get born again, that's the greatest day you'll ever have on this earth. Getting saved, getting your sin forgiven. And I know this, the world may not forget it. And those around you may not want to forget it, but I'm glad when you get saved, the blood's applied, all that sin's forgiven and forgotten. Never be brought up against you again. I thank the Lord for that today. Matthew chapter 26, begin verse 47. You will and able stand. Matthew chapter 26 and beginning in verse number 47. I've had a thought on my heart since Thursday and been meditating upon it day and night, and it's just been working in me. I want to try to be obedient to deliver it to you today as we find some familiar passage here. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 47. The Bible says, "And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the good songs of Zion and how they have ministered grace to our heart and helped our attention, our minds to be upon you. And oh, Father, I pray now for a little while you touch me, enable me, give me the very words that I need to say. Help me to say nothing that I should not say, but help me to say all you desire me to say this morning. I pray may the heart be tender of every individual here today. Oh God, help them that they wouldn't give a deaf ear, but Lord, they'd open their ear to what the Spirit has to say today. Lord, I pray you'd save that soul lost here. Lord, what a joy, what a thrill. Has somebody get born again today? Lord, just send your word. There's rejoicing in heaven, and Lord, we're to join in with you right here at Gateway, rejoicing over sinners that get saved. Help your people. You know their burden, their heart. Heartaches. Above all, may you be magnified in this place, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 49 this morning, where I want to bring our thought from today, where the Bible says, "And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kiss him." I want to preach just a few minutes, and I will not take home, but want to deliver what's on my heart and preach on this subject of kissing the door of heaven and going to hell. Kissing the door of heaven and going to hell. For that is what Judas Iscariot did that night in the garden. Our Lord is being betrayed and given in the hands of sinful men for the very purpose that he came in the world, and that was to go to Calvary and shed his blood, give his life, that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. We find Judas, and that's who I'll look at in a few minutes. Just a couple of things about him and let you go, because I want to say this. Everybody looking, you hear me well. There are a lot of religious people in the world, but there's not a lot of saved people in the world today.
Amen. Matter of fact, he said there in the book of Matthew in chapter 7, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many, that's the broad way headed to hell, many there be which go in thereat. But then verse 14, Jesus said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Ladies and gentlemen, today as you sit here, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you made a conscious decision had to come to Gateway this morning. But can I say this? Your eternal soul is in the balance on what you do with Jesus Christ. It is not about a church membership or deeds or the things you don't do. But what you do with Christ is going to matter where you live in eternity, whether it's in hell or in heaven. And Judas here, I only noticed two things and I'll be done. First of all, let me say Judas was numbered with the 12. For the Bible said in verse 47, and while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12. Now you go to Mark 14 and verse 43 and Luke 22 and verse 47, they say the same thing, that Judas was one of the 12. He is part of the beginning of the church. Are you listening? And Judas was numbered with them. You see, first, he was a member of the 12. Oh, yeah. He was with them for 3.5 years, walking this earth with the Lord Jesus. He was with them at every miracle, at every time that the Lord would give out a gospel message, give out the message that was prophetic of things to come. Judas was there. Judas was present when the Lord would preach and teach his disciples and those others that came along. Judas is numbered with the 12. You hear me well. You can be a church member and be lost. Amen. If it's just church membership, if that's all it took to get to heaven, I'd get me a pile of forms and I'd go to every door and I'd say, sign this thing, join our church, and you can go to heaven. I'd do it if that was so, but it ain't so. If baptism is how you get saved, and baptism how you get in the family of God, and baptism is how you get to heaven, I'd get me a baptistry, a portable one, put it behind a vehicle, wouldn't even give them a choice. I'd drag them up and throw them in the water and get them out as fast as I could. But it ain't water that saves. Amen. Hey, whether you're baptized in a baptistry or in a creek, hello. Hey, we can baptize you in every creek and river till the tadpoles know your name, and that ain't getting you to heaven. Amen. You'll not contact the blood of Christ under the water. You'll contact the blood before you go in the water, or the water can't help you. That's right. Water baptism does not save. Amen. Doing some kind of deed doesn't save. We're in a day and hour where people are so confused in the matter of salvation. There are some issues that I wouldn't fight with you over. There are some things that people split hairs over, mean nothing to me. But I'm going to tell you something. I'll stand and preach till my last breath that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, because there is no other name given whereby men must be saved. It's through Christ or you die lost. Amen. We're today got folk joining the church. Can I say this? And I'm not one of those preachers that try to make people doubt. And this message is not intended for that fact. But this message is intended for you to take a heart inventory, to take a look on the inside of you and find out, are you saved or are you lost? Amen. Now, whether we shout or not doesn't make no difference to me this morning. For my assignment is to warn you how to flee the wrath to come and be born again. That is what God has put me here this morning, to declare the way of salvation. Judas is numbered with those 12, but he wasn't saved. Amen. I'll just go ahead and say this, and I'll get ahead of myself, but that's okay. In the book of John, in chapter 6, and I just want to say this, because again, he's a member, but he's lost. For the Bible said in John chapter 6, and verse 70 and verse 71, Jesus answered them, "Have not I chose you 12, all of them? And one of you that's in that 12 is a devil." He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. He said he's a devil from the beginning. He wasn't saved and lost. He wasn't saved and backslid. Judas never knew God in salvation. Amen. He was a member of the crowd. He's a member of the 12, but lost. When Jesus comes, listen to me, Gateway Baptist Church, he is not going to go by the secretary's place and ask for the roll book of Gateway Baptist Church. That ain't the book he's interested in. He has a book, his book. And if your name is not in his book, you will not go to heaven. Amen. He's a member of the 12. Hey, he also carried the money of the 12. You hear me? What's that got to do with that? He's got an office among the 12. He's their treasurer. How do you know that? The Bible. I'm just giving you what the Bible says about Judas today. I don't have no opinion. I'm going to tell you what God said about him. Amen. And in application in relation to now, I'm going to show you where you're at by the help of God. Amen. The Bible said in John 12, we find Mary comes in to anoint the Lord, that precious ointment. And it's Judas that speaks up in verse 4 and verse 5 and 6 and says, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. We find also in chapter 13, it lets us know again about this. In John 13 and verse 29, for some of them thought, and now this is at the Last Supper, when Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me. They began to say, is it I? Is it I? He says, the one that sops with me, he's the one that betrays me. That's Judas. And he tells Judas, do what you're going to do quickly. And the disciples are fooled by Judas. He looks like them. He's gone to the same places with them. Are you hearing me? But he is not saved. Amen. And here's what's at this, how fooled the 12 are. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, because he's their treasurer, that Jesus had said unto him, by those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. You see, he looked and acted like everybody else to the place. Everybody else thought he had the goods, but Judas didn't have goods. Amen. Hey. I know when you get preaching, we're in a day where people are shaking when you just get preaching about salvation or the coming of the Lord. We got singing that song, "It Is Well With My Soul." That last verse talks about the coming of the Lord. Knowing he's coming, the writer said, even so. You know what he's saying? With that fact in mind, come on, Lord Jesus. for it is well. It is well with my soul. You see, the coming of the Lord doesn't scare me. It doesn't make me fretful or worried. Will I really go? Hey, when I think about the coming of the Lord, I know that my soul has been redeemed. I'm saved. And if he comes, it's all right. Oh, yeah. You can have that kind of blessed assurance. It is for you to know that you pass from death unto life. It is for you to know that you're ready to meet God. Oh, friend, we find that Judas, he had an office. He carried the bag. Many are going to say to him one day, Lord, Lord, have we not? Oh, hear me now. He said, Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? Look up here. What is the will of the Father? Well, preacher, the will of the Father is to read your Bible through. Well, that's a good thing to do, but that ain't what he's talking about. Well, preacher, the will of the Father is you join a church. Well, in its place, that's good. But that ain't what he's talking about in that verse. What is the will of the Father, preacher? According to John chapter 16, verse 40, is that we believe on the Lord Jesus. He said there in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. That is the will of the Father, that you be saved. Amen. Hey, I like to say and saved. For on the inside is the witness, the Holy Ghost. Romans 8 tells us that his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the sons of God, the children of God. We know because the Spirit of God lives on the inside. You can change your outside. You can do a lot of things different. But you can't make the Holy Ghost move in you. He'll move in you when you get saved. Amen. Oh, friend, today there's many going to say, Lord, I did this and I did that. I want to throw something out to you and you answer for yourself. And these words, and man, my pastor preached this years ago and I ain't never forgot it. Out of that passage, and you hear me, you need to write down this little statement. I'm saved because. And write you a blank line right there. What saves you? Oh, preacher, I stopped my drinking. That didn't save you. If you get saved, you'll stop your drinking. But stopping your drinking didn't save you. Amen. Oh, quit running around. You will after you get saved. You'll quit doing that too. But that didn't save you. Preacher, how do you know you're saved? There's a day and point in my life that I put the keeping of my soul into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trusted the finished work of Calvary and said there's nothing I can do to save myself, nothing I can do to change myself. But Lord Jesus, I claim that which you did, you took my place. You died, was buried, and rose again. And from my heart, I believe you and ask you to say, I put my keeping of my soul in his hands. I'm saved because of whom I have believed. By the way, that is a Bible verse. I know whom I have believed. He didn't say I know what. He didn't say I know when. He said I know who. Amen. I didn't know. I mean this. I didn't know you're supposed to write the date down on a piece of paper when you got saved. Nobody told me that. And be real honest, I didn't really care about that. Amen. I was interested in getting saved, and that's all that mattered. Amen. Oh, friend, today, this man Judas, he was a member of the 12. He carried the money of the 12, but Judas was not saved. He was lost. Amen. Judas was numbered with the 12. Let me say this, number two. Judas was near to heaven. Verse 49 again. And forthwith he came to Jesus. He came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. You understand, according to the book of John, Jesus said this about himself. I've touched these verses, preached out of them several times in John 10 since I've been here, and you're going to hear it till Jesus comes. I do not apologize. You better know this and know it's right. Jesus said, "I am the door." He didn't say, "I might be." He didn't say, "I am a door" either. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Judas came to the door. He's face to face. He can see the door. He can hear the door. You listening? He could touch the door. He's standing in front of the door. But Judas didn't go through the door. For he kisses the door and turns away. You see, not only he stood there, but hey, he made a decision. It was a wrong decision. He kisses the door of heaven and turns away lost, to be forever lost. Now you listen to this choice. He chose silver instead of the Savior. Amen. He chose a religious priest instead of the real priest. You say, "How do you know that, preacher?" Well, in Matthew 27, we find in verses 3 through 5, Judas comes back to those earthly priests with that 30 pieces of silver, and he throws it down and said, "I betrayed the blood of innocent man." And the word repents even there, but he didn't repent to salvation. He changed his mind for what he was doing, but not changed his mind toward Christ. You hear me? He went to the wrong priest. That earthly priest could not forgive his sins. Amen. Matter of fact, that earthly priest rejected Judas. That's right. He didn't welcome Judas. Say, "You're forgiven." He rejected Judas. He left the priest that would have welcomed him with open arms back in that garden. Amen. He made a wrong choice. He chose a religious priest instead of a real priest. The real priest. Hey, he chose hell instead of heaven. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I'd be embarrassed to go up there and say I was lost." I'd get over being embarrassed. You say, "Preacher, well, don't matter what nobody thinks." I mean that. It don't matter what nobody says. Amen. Matter of fact, I want to assure you this fact. Them that's really saved ain't going to run you down. Amen. Them that's really saved ain't going to make fun and laugh. They're going to rejoice that you get saved. Amen. Oh, there are folk here today would tell you, and I've heard some of them testify in the few years I've been around here in meetings and now as a pastor, that were lost church members. That's all they had was church membership. They didn't have a relationship with Christ. Amen. Your membership at church means nothing until you first have that relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. To be in the family means everything. Amen. Hey, you're right here today. You know what's going to happen with some of you? I can scan this congregation, and as we're here this morning, some of you could care less what we do. I ain't being ugly. I'm just being real honest. You could care less what happened. You're just here because it's an obligation to you. Some of you came because your family came. Your wife, she stays on you till you come. Your husband stays on you till you come. Your mom and daddy have to kick you out of the bed. You've got no desire to go to church. Hello.
Go ahead, preacher. Preach right there.
Amen. You hear me real good? You just hear, you could care less. Well, you're going to care less into hell if you ain't real careful. It's what you're going to do. You're going to care less and wind up in hell. Others of you sitting here, you know you're lost. You see, this ain't about making folk feel unsure about themselves. No, no, no. You can preach anything you want to. You're not going to unnerve me about being saved. It's settled in my heart. Amen. Hey, it ain't all a bed of roses, but I'm saved. Amen. And friend, today, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Time is running out. Jesus is soon coming, or death may lay a hold of you. We don't know when our time could come at that appointment of death. Hey, I believe there's some sitting right here who'll never see death. Believe that in my heart, believe that. I don't know who. Because I tell you what, you may be healthy right now and drop dead in the next second. You don't have to be sick to die. You don't even have to be in a car wreck to die. You can just be sitting still and drop over dead and leave this world. We're all a heartbeat from eternity. Every one of us, one heartbeat from eternity. Hey, sometimes people struggle on time dying. I have bread and leave you that fast. You can die suddenly. Hey, will you kiss the door of heaven and turn around and go to hell? I'm telling you what, there ain't anybody in this building or anybody in that world out there worth going to hell over. Not one person. You say, I lose my friends. Say goodbye to them. You're going to find, by the way, the devil's lying to you. Matter of fact, you'll find that if that crowd does turn on you, you're going to find a house full of friends. You're going to get into a big family like you ain't never been into. Amen. Oh, you see, being saved is a great thing. Amen. I'm going to say this right here. For some, you're uneasy because you've got relationship, but your fellowship's broke. You're not in fellowship with the Lord. That's why sometimes you get preached like this or singing about knowing you say under your fellowship's broke. Amen. But others of you just know in your heart, I'm not saved. You know the night, that moment, the Holy Ghost. First, it started a Sunday school class. God convicted me the first time. Wasn't every day, and it wasn't. He didn't deal with me every day. I'm just being real honest. I went days, didn't even think about God nor eternity. But I tell you one thing I did know for sure, Brother Dallas, is when he spoke, I knew it's him. And he wasn't playing games with me. So you reckon you really got it? You reckon you're going to be all right? No, he was saying flat out, Davy, you are lost. You are lost, and except you get saved, you'll go to hell. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. Every time he spoke to me, he didn't hem hop back. He didn't say, now, if you was really saved, you wouldn't have done it. Oh, he never said nothing like that. He just said, you're lost. But you know what he's been saying for 36 years now? Since I bowed as a little boy and confessed my sin, God said, ever since then, he's been saying, you are saved. He has never come back to me ever again saying, you're lost. No, he hadn't ever. Oh, the demons of hell come by and say, well, look at you. You're saved? What? How in the world? But I know who's that voice is saying that. Because see, the Lord didn't save me based on my performance. He didn't save me on what I do. He saved me for what he had done. Amen. I'm saved today because of Jesus Christ. Amen. I entered the door. What about you? What about you? So close. A lot of folks get so close. You understand something this morning. the coming of the Lord is so near that we could sit here in the service and sing, and in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye, we there say, gone. Gone. Before your very eyes, for the sound of our voice finally dies out, we could be gone before the sounds quit ringing out. Amen. The Lord's coming. Are you saved? Now, I think you are. Hope you are. Are you saved? And by the way, that's all that really matters in this world. It don't matter about who knows who you are, what you have, what you can do. That means nothing. It matters if you're saved. That's it. Nothing else in this life matters one bit. Being saved means everything. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best just to deliver it. Lord, you know my heart. No pretense in this message other than just preaching the word of God. No other reason but to exalt you. For Lord, it's you that draws sinners and it's you that saves sinners. Lord, I pray for that that's lost today. May they repent and turn to you today. Have your way and we'll thank and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Is there someone here today? You're just going to be honest. Nobody looking around. I'd hate to embarrass anybody for looking around when I've told you to close your eyes. But this is a serious matter. You're here today and you're going to be honest with your soul and before God and desiring. I'd even be praying for you. You just lift hands and preach, I'm lost. I'm lost. I see these young hands. I'm going to tell you something. There's some of you sitting right here. You know answers, but you don't know Christ. You said you got saved, but nothing's never been no different. The Bible declares if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now that change may be more identifiable in some than it is others, but I promise you this, even if you're a child getting saved, it changes your world, changes your life. I want us to stand this morning. Nobody doesn't come, nobody doesn't get saved. I still have preached in the will of God. It just means somebody's made a bad choice if they don't come. While we're singing, this altar. So if you're burdened about somebody lost, won't come pray, that's fine. If you're not saved, let us know. We'd be glad to talk with you, pray with you in the altar this morning. If you need help in the altar, let us know. We're not trying to pull nothing out of nobody. We're just giving folk opportunity. And again, it could be your burden about somebody lost. Come pray for them.
Come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
While we sing, folk are coming, folk are praying.
Just as I am and waiting not to
why would you
my soul of one dark blot to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. There's the opportunity this morning to get saved. Why would you turn him away? Why would you continue down that broad path headed for a burning lake of fire? I don't work things up. I don't drag invitations out. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not a prophet, and I'm not pretending to be a prophet, but there's somebody right here today lost. And that's why God sent the message sitting right here on the pews of Gateway Baptist Church. There are people lost. And it's not just these young children that raise their hand either. You're going to keep playing and keep putting it off, and you're going to wind up in hell. And I don't say that in a mean or proud way. I say that with a broken heart. You don't want to go to hell. Waiting just a moment. Waiting just a few moments more. Unless the Lord changes my heart, I'll close in just a moment. I beg you to be saved. I urge you to run to Christ. Father, thank you now for allowing us to be here. Thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I want to thank you one more time today. And Lord, by your help, I'll thank you again before the sun sets today for saving my soul. Lord, I never want to call upon your name without thanking you for saving me. Because, Lord, had you not saved me, I would not have access to your throne. Lord, I thank you for shedding your blood. Rising again, thank you for applying that blood. Thank you, Lord God, that my sins have been forgiven. Oh, Lord, help us to honor you. Help us, Lord, help me to tell somebody else how precious you are. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. Amen. If I can get our ushers to get those plates, we're going to take that offering for the Honduras mission trip real quickly. If you'll get those plates and come on. We're going to take this is to help them with room and board and maybe some tools and other cost of materials there. While they're there working, they're going to be doing some manual work for a missionary, that one that Miss Erica works with, and that's what this live offering is going toward. And you just give as God directs your heart. You don't have it to give today. I can give you good news about this. They're going to not leave till July. Amen. You got to the 21st day of July to put another dollar into the missionary Honduras trip fund. Amen. And we may take another one. I don't know. God touches us, we would. But, well, I want to help. I want to do my part. And I pray you'll do your part. Men, if you'll come, we're going to receive this offering. And this just makes it real handy, this the plate passing by. And so I'll remind you also, if you're going on this mission trip, get up with Brother Chris. You need your deposit of $200 in by next Sunday, February the 28th. And so remember that if you're going to get your deposit in. And I appreciate Brother Chris and these that's got that desire, that burden to go and help these out. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm not going myself, not able to go, but I can give. Amen. And so that's what this is about this morning, giving us that are not going, the opportunity to put toward that. And so you just ask God to touch your heart. And maybe you've got missions on your heart when your tax return comes back. You can do that then too. Amen. You say, preacher, y'all just about money. No, it ain't about the money. That's not really what it's all about.
But it does take that to get this stuff done. Amen. And the message is that Jesus saves from sin. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And I'm glad.